Talk. Fabulous life.
Well, the fabulous female body will be celebrated this Saturday. It's World Belly Dance Day. And with me in studio is Tennille Lindekue of the Feminine Divine Studio, who is one of the people organizing a World Belly Day, Belly Dancing Day celebration in Cape Town. 200 dancers from 22 different studios all gathering together to celebrate this beautiful art form. Tennille, welcome to the show.
Hi, Pepe. Thanks for having me.
I didn't think there were as many as 22 belly dancing studios in Cape Town.
It's incredible how it's grown. I started belly dancing in 2010, and there were about three studios then, and it's just, there's been an explosion. It's been incredible.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Now, I think there are a lot of misconceptions about what it is and isn't and where it came from, etc., and what it's intended to be. Let's start with where it was actually born. I think most people assume it's from the Middle East. Is that correct?
Yes, it's sort of a combination of the gypsies traveling through India, Morocco, Egypt, Turkey. It's a conglomeration of different areas and places, but it all boils down to the same celebration of the feminine.
Okay, celebration of the feminine. This is not, and I think this is one of the big misconceptions, that people think belly dancing is all about pleasing the male audience. It's not. It's all about pleasing the dancer in her own body, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think that the media over the years has sort of, there's the idea of the seductress in a James Bond film, but actually belly dancing is done primarily by women and for other women, not only as entertainment, but to keep fit, to prepare their, and strengthen their bodies for childbirth. It really is the realm of the woman.
Okay. How did you come to discover it for yourself?
Totally by chance. I grew up in Knysna, so a total hippie, but didn't even know that there was such a thing as belly dancing until I came to Cape Town. And I met my teacher, Dawn, through a friend. I was lucky enough to be gifted a couple of belly dance classes. And from the moment I walked in to the sort of candlelit room with incense wafting in the air, I was absolutely hooked.
Is it something that is only practiced by young, slim, lithe women? It's not at all, isn't it? I would guess you're going to tell me that those 200 women are of all shapes and sizes and ages.
Absolutely. We have dancers ranging from as young as 5 to one of my students who is, I hate to get her age wrong, she'll get very upset with me, but she's well into her 60s. Mm-hmm. From all walks of life, different cultures, absolutely yes to different shapes and sizes. And what I really love about belly dancing is that it's one of the few performance arts where you do see a range of body types. And it's seeing other bodies that make us feel okay about our own. So I think it's really important.
Okay. Let's talk about what's happening this Saturday. World Belly Dancing Day. As a concept, how did that come about and when?
It was started about 15 years ago by a dancer from Dubai. And I came across it accidentally one day on Facebook 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And essentially, this woman, Lydia, decided to create an event in her town that would bring the belly dance community together, that would raise funds for a charity of their choice. And she pretty much put it on Facebook and said, dancers of the world, let's do this together. Mm-hmm. And 15 years later, I'm pretty sure there are belly dance events all over the world. And so in 10 years ago, I hosted the first Cape Town event. And it's been so much fun, first of all. It's a wonderful excuse for the belly dance community to come together and to celebrate the art that we love together. We've chosen Rape Crisis as our beneficiary because, of course, they are an organization that does incredibly important work for women. And it's been a really, really fun journey, and it's particularly exciting this year because we have a documentary being made. Sort of at the climax of the filming will happen at Belly Dance Day, and it's just another way for us to share this beautiful dance form that we love.
Now, 200 dancers coming together at Gardens Commercial High School.
Yes.
On Saturday. 200 dancers with an audience of whom? Family and friends, or are you asking the wider community to come down and take a look at what you're doing?
We are inviting absolutely everybody. If you love color, if you love beauty, if you love sparkles, we invite everybody. It's absolutely a family day. So you can, it's Mother's Day the next day. Yep. Bring your mom. You can get her a gift from our vendors. Bring the kiddies. There are lots of little dancers as well who are usually the favorites, despite the hours we spend rehearsing. So it is a largely family and friends, but we really do open it up to everybody. It's a really beautiful day.
Okay, so let's get through the details. It's 10:30 until 4:30 this coming Saturday, the 12th of May, at Gardens Commercial High School, which you'll find in Paddock Avenue Gardens. What's the cost to be part of the event?
It is 80 rand to come in for adults and 40 for kids under 12 and pensioners.
Okay, 40 rand for pensioners and the kids under 12, 80 rand for the rest of us. And if there's a dancer listening who maybe isn't affiliated with a particular studio, didn't know this was happened, but would love to be part of it, is it too late for that to happen or can they join in?
It's not too late. It'll give me a little bit of a headache, but I can handle it. You're absolutely welcome to get in touch. And the more dancers on stage, the better. We would love to welcome absolutely everybody.
Now, what format is the day going to take? Is each studio going to present its own piece or is there a mass coming together of all the dancers together? What's the format?
There will be 4-hour-long performance slots. And in those slots, each studio has a chance to present their performances. Often it will be a solo by the teacher, the leader of the group, and then group performances by their students. And in the middle of the day, we do a mass drum solo lesson. A drum solo is a particular style of belly dance to music that is self-explanatory, where it's very quite rigid and staccato, and your hips essentially embody the beats of the drum. It's really fun. So we do that. My little sister Tiffany leads that drum solo, and we do that and invite, so all the dancers participate. We also invite the audience, which is often quite comedic and funny. And we film it, and then we also sort of send a little Happy World Belly Dance Day to the international community that goes on the World Belly Dance Day website. So it's a really, if you're curious about belly dancing, it's a fun way to have a little taste in an environment that's really fun and relaxed.
And non-threatening, because I think for a lot of people it is the thought of the costumes, which expose quite a lot. For somebody who's not feeling confident and comfortable in their body, can be quite something. I keep thinking as I'm chatting to you, Tennille, of, and I don't know if you've read the book Whiplash by Tracy Farron, which was re-released as Tess after the movie Tess came out. And at the end of the book, the character who's been through so much, a lifetime of trauma and abuse, finds a sense of place and rediscovery of self in a belly dancing class.
Oh, wonderful.
And there was just such a strong theme of that in the book of what it meant to her to feel at ease in her body again and to feel ownership of her own body again. Talk to me a little bit about the effects on the body itself, because you've mentioned that there are actually health benefits, that this was something women did, for example, to help prepare for childhood. What is the impact on the body?
First of all, it's just a good workout from head to toe because it's cardiovascular. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, we are working sort of in the creative center of the body. You're focusing on that abdominal. So very much like Pilates, it's an intense core workout. Mm-hmm. Not only that, but it's sort of the circular movements, the figure of eight, rolling movements in the hips and abdomen are literally massaging all our internal organs, particularly all the feminine ones. Mm-hmm. So often women who have been struggling to fall pregnant, happens pretty quickly once they start belly dancing. And people think it's because they're dancing in their bedrooms, but it's actually because, it's just really because it's like, you know, if you're taking your body for a massage every week. Mm. It helps to relieve period pains. Again, the same, because you're working same area in your body. So it's generally strengthening. It ups your fitness levels. It releases endorphins. It does all the good things that we should be doing for our bodies on a regular basis.
Okay, I'm sure that you've got converts listening to that who all go, I want in on this story. Is there a good way, a website we can direct them to if they want to learn a bit more or find a studio near them, for example?
You can get in touch with me and I can in touch with somebody close to you on via my Facebook page, which is The Feminine Divine Oriental Dance Studio. And it's divine with an I, like heavenly, not E like the prostitute. Okay. People usually get it wrong.
There, in a nutshell, are all the misconceptions about your art form.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Totally by chance.
So please celebrate World Belly Dancing Day with the dancing community of Cape Town this Saturday, the 12th of May from 10:30 at Gardens Commercial High School. You've been listening to Tennille Lindekue of the Feminine Divine Studio. Please look for her on Facebook if you'd like to be part of it. Otherwise, head for Gardens Commercial High this Saturday and check it out for yourself. Lovely to have you with us, Tennille.
You too. Thank you.
And happy dancing on Saturday.
Yay.